But all Abraham had to do was just look back in his own life. Because he is the father of faith. But I did some math. Now at the end of Genesis 11, Abraham's father, Terah, died when he was 205. Then in Genesis 12, around verse 3 and 4, when God spoke to Abraham, Abraham was 75. So if we subtract 75 from 205, we get 130. So what you're telling me is that all Abraham had to do when God spoke to him saying, I'm going to give you a son in your old age, all he had to do is look back at his daddy. Your daddy was 130 when he had you. So why are you worried? Why are you questioning God? Why am I childless? You only 85. Your daddy was 130 when he had you. So stop questioning God and take your time and look. Abraham, the father of faith, but his daddy had him later than he did. So why was he worried? Why was he concerned? It's because of this thing called life. Because life happens. And when life happens to you sometimes it catches you off guard. It can be like a punch in the stomach. It can be, when God can say, I'm getting ready to take you to another level. I'm getting ready to bless you to be a millionaire. And then the next thing you know, here come an unexpected bill you knew nothing about. And you got 7 days to pay it. And that can get you discouraged, but that does not negate the fact God still said, I'm going to bless you. You are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. You are the lender and not the borrower. You are blessed in the city. You are blessed in the field. It may not look like it, but that does not change what God said about it. If he said it, that sells. So Abraham was discouraged. 85, childless. And God speaks to him, I got you. Don't worry about it, I got you. And somebody came in here today needing to be reminded, God got you. He got you. He knows exactly where you are. He knows how many nights you haven't slept. He knows how many tears you cry, because Psalms 56 and 8 says he keeps our tears in a bottle. So he knows everything that you're going through, and none of your tears are going to be wasted. None of the trouble that you're going through is going to be wasted. God said, I'm getting ready to step in, and I'm going to wipe every tear from your eyes. Last thing, and we got to go. As you move forward, drive away distractions. As you move forward, drive away distractions. So after Abraham was questioning God, saying, what you gonna give me? Like, I'm still. We need to look at these stars again. Maybe you need to count them again. I know you can't count them, but look out there and see. Look, my word still stands, Bishop. I know what the enemy been trying to stop out here, but God's word, it still stands. It still stands, Bishop. But what happened when Abraham was ready, and then it was, God's like, I need you to do something. I need you to do something. Now you believe me, and so it's been counted to you as righteousness. So now I need you to do a covenant. I'm getting ready to bless you. I'm getting ready to give you a covenant. So I need you to take a 3-year-old heifer, a 3-year-old she-goat, a three-year-old ram, a turtle dove, and a pigeon. He said, I want you to cut them in two. Turn them on the side. Don't cut the birds, though. Don't cut the birds. Because I'm getting ready to do something. I'm putting a covenant with you now. And this is what you need, because this is getting ready to signify the promise that's on the way. Five things, that's grace. God said, I'm going to give you grace until the promise arrives. God said, I'm going to give you grace until the promise arrives. Grace means you're going to have, my grace won't run out. Your problem will run out before my grace runs out. And that's what I love about unlimited grace. God said, I got you. Somebody came in here, God got you. I know it's hard. I know you've been troubled, but God said, I got you. I got grace to handle your problems. And now Abraham got all the stuff out, Bishop, and here come the vultures. When you're getting close to something, here come some vultures wanting what you got. Not wanting a relationship with you. They want your blessings. They want your anointing. They want your sacrifice. They want your power. They want your connections. They don't want you, but they are just vultures. But what do you do when vultures come? You got to do like Abraham. They were trying to come, and the Bible said he just drove them away. I see the trouble coming, but I'm going to drive it away. How do I drive it away? I got some praise. Bills come, but you know what? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. My child ain't saved yet. All things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are the called according to his purpose. God know you got to get in that building out there. And so here comes some distractions. But you know what? God, you are not a man that you shall lie, nor the son of man that you shall repent. Christian fellowship, help drive away the vultures. God got some work for you, Bishop. He ain't done with you. I'm driving them away. You can't have it. Everybody do this.